Duke Dance and Dal Erickson with you live in studio today on the SBI Radio Network. And also joining us live today is Star Valley High School track and field head coach, Ty Draney. Good morning, Coach Draney. How are you today?
Good morning. We're doing great, guys.
Coach, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day. I know you got things to solidify and get things ready for tomorrow as you open up the 2022 track season. The last couple of years have been weird. You had the COVID year where there was nothing at all, and then you had last year, which it seemed like you guys were just constantly dodging potholes on the schedule. Same thing with the indoor season this year. It's got to feel nice to go, okay, we're going to go down here and we're going to have a meet this weekend.
Yeah, well, we maybe shouldn't speak too soon, but yeah, as far as we know, it's supposed to be, you know, 63 degrees, and we're going to have a track meet tomorrow with at least part of our kids, and so... you know, allegedly there's a basketball tournament going on and they call it March Madness, but it just, yeah, like you said, this last couple of years, it kind of feels like we're, being punished or something for something we don't know about, but it's been a little bit crazy, but we're excited to kind of kick the season off and get going.
You know, Coach, these early season meets have got to be, you said, at least part of your team, right? That's got to be kind of a tricky thing. You need so many practices to get in before kids can compete, and you're coming a week off of state basketball and some of the other culminating events, and so it's kind of a balancing act over these first couple of meets.
For sure. It's always a little bit wild. You know, typically we throw in, spring break, which is bumped back later this year. We'll see if that's better or worse. I have an idea that it's not ideal, but again, we'll kind of roll with it. So yeah, our teams, you know, over the last couple of years, and for a variety of reasons, we're extremely young. And so, you know, during indoor, we had over 100 kids out, and probably three-fourths of them were underclassmen, and we're looking right around 140 kids right now. And so, honestly, what becomes tough is finding the right meet for everybody, because we don't necessarily have a freshman program or, you know, some of those things like that maybe the football team has with similar numbers or things like that. So finding the right meet for the right kid, and, you know, people just aren't super stoked to have 150 of their closest friends from Star Valley show up to try to run a meet. And so, yeah, it becomes a little bit of getting and picking and choosing, and yeah, working through all the other interruptions that happen with the other field trips and Brave Cadet tryouts. And so we become trying to become masters at being flexible and getting kids in the right spot so they can stay excited about track, and then throw in a little of the spring weather that we've been having the last week, and yeah, it's always a bit of a challenge.
And you're facing a bit of that with this particular meet in Harriman that's taking place tomorrow. They're kind of limiting the numbers that you can bring. As you mentioned, they're not necessary. They're glad to have your team coming, but they don't necessarily want 140 of you to come. And so
you've
had to be selective.
And you have to be a little bit selective. And also, you know, some kids just aren't ready for a meet of that caliber either. So yeah, we're excited to get it going. We're super appreciative. Rob and a few of the ADs in the area, we pulled together. We're going to have a first ever the Salt River Quad meet this next Friday, just to get a few teams together and give kids a chance to compete. You know, a lot of teams kind of went to kind of a three-way meets and quad meets and things due to numbers because of COVID, and I think they found they liked that a lot better. So being out here where we are in no man's land, it gets a little tough time sometimes to get kids meets and marks and be able to line up, you know, at least against somebody with another colored jersey. And so, yeah, we're excited for that. And we'll just keep getting after it.
Star Valley High School track and field coach Ty Draney with us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, while we're talking schedule, of course, you're trying to build up and peak right at the state tournament. So when you look at your schedule as it stands now currently, what are some of those benchmark meets where you're thinking, okay, we want to be at this point by this meet, this point by this meet? What are some of the big ones coming up?
Well, we're, like I say, we're trying to get everybody some marks until we get to spring break. And then after spring break, we're going to kind of double up. We'll come back that first Wednesday and we'll have our Dave Draney Invitational. And then we'll be looking at a few of those other big meets, you know, to get those varsity kids prepped. The Tiger Grizz meet, which oddly this year, enough this year is in Pocatello because I guess Radisson Stadium's being renovated. That's always a big one where we go compete against some of the biggest and best teams in Idaho. Obviously the BYU meet, and then, you know, use some of these other meets too to, kind of develop some of our young kids and see where we're at. Cause as I say, we're excited. The talent is there. It's just giving them the right opportunities to compete and kind of bring them along. And so hopefully the end sum of all that, we get to make a double trip to Casper for region and state, and then hopefully we'll be tuned in and healthy and ready to rock and roll.
You talk about the youth of the program, and you're got a lot of kids still kind of cutting their teeth and into the competition, but you've also got some impressive kids coming back as well. Let's talk about some of them. You know, I some of the ones that stand out to me on the girls' side. You have someone like Sarah McCann, who earned All-State at the indoor season just a couple weeks ago, right along with her, Valerie Girac. Those two kind of formed a 1-2 punch last year. Tell us, they combined to set a new school record in a 4x200 relay. Let's kind of talk about some of the kids that you're kind of building, that are kind of the cornerstones of your program as you try and get through this season.
Oh yeah, those ladies for sure are huge. You know, they're great friends, but they don't like to lose to each other. So that's been a good thing over the last couple of years for it to kind of push each other along and get better. It's good for our team and it's good for the sport in Wyoming. It'll be interesting to kind of see where the best spots are. You know, we'll have, with some of those other supporting roles to fill in behind them on the girls' side. On the boys' side, John Hunting's running really well right now. He's made some huge progresses over the indoor season. Kale Klinger's jumping well. We've got some of our big throwers back, okay, that Chappie's shoulder seems to be better. Colt Sotelo threw really well during the indoor season, throwing a throw of over 45 feet. With a few solid folks like that, it's a matter of, you know, having the bodies to fill in some relays and do some of that stuff. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Star Valley High School track and field coach Ty Draney, again, the opening weekend in Harriman for tomorrow. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Wish you guys the best of luck this year.